أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت. From the beginning of the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained about the day of Qiyamah that will overshadow everything, and a person will forget everything else because of the severities of that day. And then Allah Ta'ala explained some conditions of the non-believers on that day, that how their faces will be filled with fright and great fear. On the other hand, the believers, their faces will be shining radiant, and that will be because of the good deeds that they had done, that they had brought iman, believed in Allah Ta'ala and did righteous deeds. Well, after all this now, that was enough to make a person to exhort him, encourage him to be obedient to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah in His great kindness has given us more and more explanation that we should be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Where this is the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala, if we don't pay heed, it will be a source of great sorrow on the day of Qiyamah. That everything, all the reminders were with us all the time, and yet we did not pay heed. So directly to the Arabs firstly, and the whole Quran is filled with the signs of Allah all around us. Just like as we will go out, most probably we will see the sun rising, which is a great sign of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, we ourselves as human beings, every human being is a great sign of Allah Ta'ala. If we just think that how Allah made our eyes, our brains, our hearts, our lungs, everything of our body, we ourselves are the greatest sign of the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. But as for the Arabs, with their common mode of travel, as we had explained previously, that Zamam ibn one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who explained that when traveling in the desert on the camel, and they see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala everywhere. One is the camel itself on which they are traveling. And if you get tired looking and pondering at the camel, if you lift up your eyes, you see the vast sky. Who made the sky and who is keeping it in control? Then if you look, you see the mountains around you. Who made these great mountains? Then if you look, you see the land, how it has been stretched out as far as your eyes can see. You see there's a land there. So the first thing is about the camel. So Hazrat Zamam radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. When traveling, then Allah Ta'ala commands and says, don't you see that how we have created this camel? The camel itself, if we look at it, though it is not a animal that is found here, if you go to the zoo you will see it perhaps, but not an animal that is found here. It is Allah Ta'ala has made it for the desert. It is the ship of the desert, the dromedaris of the desert. And it carries so much of goods also. And this camel, Allah Ta'ala has made it, the form of it is also so different, complete different type of animal the camel is. And from there a person can deduce that what is the great qudrat of Allah, how He has made this camel. For example, one aspect of the camel, it carries the water in its humps for so many days, it fills up the water and it can go on and on without water. Otherwise, every one of us, we need water all the time. But the camel, Allah made it such that it just can go on without water. Allah has made such a reservoir in it that it carries its water with it. Then it is the one animal that has got two knees. We all have got, all other animals have got one knee. But the camel has got two knees. Allah made it like a fold up ladder, a steps ladder that it folds up. So when a person wants to mount the camel, he just folds its legs and it sits flat on the ground. Now to climb on that camel becomes very easy. Otherwise, it's an animal which is quite high, and it will be difficult to climb it. You'll need a step ladder to climb it. But Allah gave it its own step ladder, and it just folds it in, and it sits down. Then Allah Ta'ala made it such that the body is the size of the body, but comparatively the legs are very thin. So when in the desert the sandstorms come about, and if the body was heavy or lower, then the whole animal should have been caught in the sandstorm. But now the sandstorm flies under it, through it, and it doesn't get bogged down anywhere. It doesn't stuck anywhere. It can carry on. It is such an animal that it eats, that it passes through all the thorns also, and it doesn't matter. It is such an animal, it serves its master, carrying the master also, carrying the family also, and in fact they should put a whole, like a little canopy over the camel, in which all the women folk also should sit, etc. And it carries the goods also, and it goes to wherever it wants, it takes you wherever you want to go. And at the same time, it is such that it works day and night. It works for its master day and night. So all this is on the one side, the signs of the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, which we should take lessons from. Another great lesson for insan, for human being in the camel, is that it is so loyal to its master. And it serves its master day and night, and it serves its master over this difficult terrain of the deserts, of the jungles, and it just carries on working. And all the master does is give it its food, etc. And it carries on. The master did not create that camel. That Allah Ta'ala made that camel. And we as human beings, it's a lesson for us to learn that Allah who created us, we did not create ourselves. Our parents did not make us. Allah alone made us. So when that camel is so loyal to its master, how much more loyal mustn't be we to Allah Ta'ala? But unfortunately, we are so disobedient to Allah almost on every step of our lives. Everywhere we just go against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Whereas we should have been much more obedient to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So as Zamam ibn Thalaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu explains, traveling in the desert, we see this camel and we take great lessons. And one other thing, we also should ponder in the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. When we are traveling by car also, and especially when we are traveling by plane, and we look out of the window and we see how the earth is behind, below us, and we see the skies, and in the plane normally a person has got free time, and it isn't to waste that time, but we should think of the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala has made everything for man, how easy Allah has made travel today, and how we must be thankful to Allah Ta'ala for His great, great favors upon us. So here in this one ayat, Allah has given us a lot of food for thought, and it is for us that we start thinking and realizing the Qudrat of Allah, the mercy, the kindness of Allah Ta'ala, and how merciful He is to us, and we should be obedient to Allah Ta'ala accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq.